Goodness is True Greatness, March 28. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. God can make the humblest followers of Christ more precious than fine gold, even than the golden wedge of Ophir, if they yield themselves to his transforming hand. They should be determined to make the noblest use of every faculty and opportunity. The Word of God should be their study and their guide in deciding what is the highest and best in all cases. The one faultless character, the perfect pattern set before them in the Gospel, should be studied with deepest interest. The one lesson essential to learn is that goodness alone is true greatness. The weakest follower of Christ has entered into an alliance with infinite power. In many cases, God can do little with men and women of learning, because they feel no need of leaning upon Him who is the source of all wisdom. If you trust in your own strength and wisdom, you will surely fail. God calls for complete and entire consecration, and anything short of this He will not accept. The more difficult your position, the more you need Jesus. The love and fear of God kept Joseph pure and untarnished in the king's court. It is impossible to stand upon a lofty height without danger. The tempest leaves unharmed the modest flower of the valley, while it wrestles with the lofty tree upon the mountain height. There are many people whom God could have used in poverty. He could have made them useful there, and crowned them with glory hereafter, but prosperity ruined them. They were dragged down to the pit, because they forgot to be humble, forgot that God was their strength, and became independent and self-sufficient. Joseph bore the test of character in adversity, and the gold was undimmed by prosperity. He showed the same sacred regard for God's will when he stood next to the throne as when in the prisoner's cell. Joseph carried his religion everywhere, and this was the secret of his unwavering fidelity. As a representative of Christ, you must have the all-pervading power of godliness. You must be hid in Jesus. You are not safe unless you hold the hand of Christ. You must guard against everything like presumption and cherish that spirit that would rather suffer than sin. No victory you can gain will be so precious as that gained over self. Selfish ambition, desire for supremacy, will die when Christ takes possession of the affections.